Thank you. Is that on?
We're good. Here we go. Okay, last session. Hey, didn't these guys do good up here? I mean, everything that Tim and Scotty and each one of them are sharing, very, very basic. But folks, there's really nothing to building this business. You gotta wanna is what I kind of teach people. First step in the 10-step pattern, defining your dream. If you can't find an emotional reason why you're doing this, and I don't want to blow by this, it's real important. What motivates me today wasn't the same thing that motivated me 31 years ago when I got involved in the networking business. But it's each and every one of those emotional things that are called dreams. And you can call them a want, a need, a desire, a dream, a void in your life. Please dig deep and find something that makes you face your fears, faith it up, and get beyond what you got to do. Folks, there isn't anything tough. You know, Scotty Henry's story, I believe God gave us, because why can't you do what a 17-year-old did? All he did was place a few bottles, and it just so happened the people we placed them with were looking for something. Scotty didn't go do meetings for him. Scotty didn't get up here and do teaching and planning. We didn't have VCOM, didn't have VMS. We didn't have the flip charts. Whose is this, by the way? God bless you. You can turn that sheet right around. Just unbold it, and I'll sign that one for you right there. I was back there going, I can't believe I did that. I write on that thing all the time. But anyway, if a 17-year-old can place a few bucks, but let me tell you about the Woofingtons over in Australia that came to me and Dallin's first meeting in Australia, and they only came because their daughter asked them to come. They didn't even want to come. Two widowers that had lost their husbands came to the meeting and said, we just showed up because our granddaughters wanted us to come, and we're not going to do it. And I said, well, that's fine. No problem. Welcome. Good to have you here. You own the product? Oh, the product is marvelous. I says, well, just enjoy the meeting then. We did something just like this. Dallin and I shared our hearts, talked about the more thing. Hour and a half later, they came up and said, what do we do to get started? Now, folks, they went diamond, 83 years young, went diamond in 6.5 months. They didn't want to do it. So I got a 17 and 83 year young. And now, with 400 diamonds, 40 black diamonds, I don't know that any of them stood up and said, I want to be a berry man. I want to be in network marketing. I want to go, you know, share a juice with my friends. Nobody said that. That's why I'm telling you, life is about doing the things you don't want to do for a season. Let me show you something that was powerful in my life when I started realizing. If this is your life, and Dallin talks about, you know, the day you're born, you know, whatever that is, I was October 14th of 52, and then whatever it is, you know, 2095 when I die. You know what your life is? It's that dash in between. And you know what? It's this. I tell people, I says, God's gift to you is your life. What you give back to God is what you make of your life. And let me tell you what you do with your life, this great gift God's given us. And you know what I want to do? Influence as many people for better health. Listen to this. Hey, if you guys would, hey guys in the back, sound guys, put 1 hour on there if you would on that thing. What God's gift, your gift back to God is what you do with your life. And if my pastor taught me something as a new believer, he says, Brig, you can do a lot of things in life. You're a businessman. You can become very successful. You make a lot of money. You can do a lot of things. But let me tell you what you ought to do. You ought to look at everything you do from an eyeglass of eternal value. What has eternal value? And when he taught me that, he says, you know, when you stand before God, the only thing you're going to take with you are the people that you influence for Christ's sake in your lifetime. So make sure that everything you do has an eternal value. Now, folks, I'm just telling you things that affected my life, and it was one of those things that caused me to look at networking in a whole different light. You all are people. And folks, I don't know where you're at, but I know this. Every one of you has needs. Every one of you has desires. Why? God placed them there. Folks, read the Word of God. He created you in His image. He created you with a purpose, with a destiny in mind. You are already assigned. You know that you're already assigned to tens of thousands of people. Well, let's just start with 10 and hundreds and then thousands and hundreds of thousands. Because if you're faithful with these few, why wouldn't you at least do what Jesus did, find 12 people that you could mentor for 3 or 4 years? Come on. And make a difference. Well, here's the deal. If you can do that in the heat and an air conditioning business or in carpentry or in real estate or banking, whatever you do, go for it, my brother. But here's the deal. In networking, when my pastor says something that has eternal value, I can remember sitting with him and showing him the 5 businesses I owned, and all of them were doing pretty well, but this one, and that was, anyway, years ago, but the thing was, and I had this networking business that I was kind of put on the end, but I wanted him to pray with me about what God's purpose, what His plan was, what His will was for my life. You know what he did after I talked to him about all my businesses? And then I said, I got this networking thing. He took a big marker and X'd out each one of them one at a time, talking about, so this one makes money, and it's only you and your wife making that money, and you have a good service, and you're providing that to some people, but do you ever interact with anybody individually, and can you help them? No. He went through all 4 of them, and then he put a big circle around my network and business, which went chills down my spine. He says, you know, Briggy, says, you've been a member of this church for 7 years. You have brought more people here. You tithe more than anybody. You give more than anybody. The people that you brought here are my elders. They've become some of my best friends. Their kids are running our school. They're on the mission field. He says, that one right there is the one that's bringing you the eternal value I've always talked about. Do you know that I was hoping and praying he wouldn't do that? I did not want to do networking anymore. But you know what? I couldn't refute what he was saying. And you know what I did? My wife and I sat there and said, you know something? We prayed about it, because that's why we went to my pastor. From that moment on, me and my wife wrote networking because we committed it to the Lord. And you know what we did? We went after it with all our might. I did $5.5 billion in volume, made $100 million. I was in it 7 years before I even said, yes. Some of you have been in this 2 or 3 years and ain't done a thing. But you know what you need to do? Put it before the Lord. Help look at this thing the way I'm looking at it. I'm sitting here looking at you all, and I do not know your story. And I'll probably never get to know your story unless you do something with this. But there comes a day when I can't wait to sit out there and listen to what you overcame and became and see the people that you affected, because you have no idea who's next. Folks, the next person you talk to, you don't know whether they're getting ready to go bankrupt. You don't know if their marriage is on the rocks. You don't know if they're facing some physical or financial challenge that is beyond anything they would ever disclose to you or anybody else. You don't know if they're an emotional basket case where they're just giving up on life. Folks, I'm going to tell you what this business offers. It offers people hope in areas. It ain't even about you. You got to know that the God on high, as you consecrate this before Him and give it unto Him. You know, you ain't got to poke people with a knife. I was having fun with you. Thank you, Tim. But I tell you what I do. See that? I do this everywhere I go. I wear, most time, I'll put 8 to 10 on my arm every day. And here's what I do. If I just met you at the gas station, who's brand new here today? Brand new. Come here. Come on. 3 or 4 of you. Come here. 3 or 4 of you. Come here. Real quick. Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Come here. And let's say I just say, hey, where would I meet you? Maybe a Walmart or something. I'm shopping. I'd say, hey, she's standing in line. I might say, hey, do I know you? And that's I don't know these people, but I use that. Don't I know you? Aren't you from here? And she might say, well, not really. And what's your name?
Kathy.
Are you from here?
No.
No, you're not. So it must have been someone else. Well, where are you from?
Greenwood.
What kind of work you do?
Sell swimming pools in Montevideo.
Don't say Montevideo. You're not in Montevideo yet. Sell swimming pools. That's good though. And what you would, if you're in Montevideo, you'd say, I distribute a nutritional beverage full time, and I sell swimming pools part time. But anyway, you're not in yet. So I might ask her what she does, swimming pools and all that, and then I ask her about her family because we're just standing in line. And at the end of that, she's normally, if I don't say another thing, you know what she's going to ask me? Well, who are Who are you? I says, well, I'm glad you asked. I'm Brighard. I'm just traveling through town. You know, I'm expanding my business. I'm taking a nutritional beverage mark called Monofe, and I'm just looking for some people that wouldn't mind having a secondary source of income become a primary source. People are drinking a nutritional beverage, getting better health physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. It's an extra $1,000, $5,000 a month or a week. Would you happen to know anybody in the area that might be open to that? Look, now watch, listen to me. Put your hand out. That's the acai berry. I'm going to get you some information. I'll give her, you know, I'm going to give that to you, and that'll help you to remember this is the next big thing. That acai berry coming out of Brazil is the highest antioxidant product on planet Earth. Da, da, da. Give them some information, my card, and you know what? She goes and buys her stuff. I may never see her again. You know how much I got invested in that? About $2. But you know what I've sponsored? You know I've sponsored over 100 people doing this, and some of you ain't even thought that. You know what that does? It's better than the knife, because they don't like the knife and the blood. But you can do something like that. So, and you know what? She may call me, she may not. Brighard, where are you from?
Greenville.
Greenville, what's your name?
J.B. Smith.
Hey, J.B., what do you do around here?
I'm a minister.
You're a minister?
I was a pastor until 2 months ago.
Praise God, me too, but I still am. You want to keep doing that?
Want to work for the Lord.
Amen. Well, good. You know what? I distribute a little nutritional beverage called Monavi, better health physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm looking for some people that, you know, take other people to heart and are willing to help other people. I tell you what, here's my card. Here's some information. You know what? You remember, that's the acai berry. You know what? I'll give you a taste of that. And if he's open, believe me, I'm running to get my bottle, whatever. But I put those things on her hand. Brighard, what's your name?
Jeff Russell.
Jeff, where are you from?
Spartanburg.
There you go, right there. You know, if you do this to people, just have a conversation with them, and then just as, listen to this, a random act of kindness, not looking for anything in return. You know what that is? I'm telling you what I'm doing. That's seed. And I'm watering the seed by telling them, you know, you look like a kind of guy I'd love to help and partner with. I'm looking for some ambitious people in the area. If this makes sense to you, man, give me a call. You'll remember me by that, because that's the acai berry we're taking to market. And what's your name?
Susan.
Susan, where are you from?
Clinton.
Clinton. What kind of work you do?
I work at Lewis Rich Turkey Plant.
At where?
Lewis Rich Turkey Plant.
The turkey plant. Man, I know some of them guys, you know, and we need to skin them alive. Can you get everything you want through what you're doing over at the turkey plant? No. You know what? I'm distributing a nutritional beverage called Monavi, Better Health. It relieves aches and pains and gives people better health physically, financially, emotionally, and spiritually. Look like the kind of person I'd like to. You know any ambitious people in the area?
Yes.
Good. Are you one of them?
Yeah.
You take this. This is the acai bear. I'm going to give you a drink, a little bit of information. We're going to have a meeting next week at the thing. Now, you see how simple this is? Now, I'm telling you, but if you don't have something, what's your name?
Floyd Smith.
Floyd, where are you from, Floyd?
Greenville area.
What kind of work you do?
I'm a pastor.
A pastor? Man, we got lots of pastors, don't we? Hey, pastor, here's what I want you to understand this. Sowing and reaping, that's a seed. And we're planting this seed in people's lives because it offers better health, high antioxidants, because it's faith without works is dead. If people are willing to do a little bit of work, that seed right there can produce 30, 60, 100-fold return, not only in people's lives, giving hope again, but also in lives because we're helping children and all that. I want you to go to my website and see it. I leave that with them, and believe it or not, that is so special because they ain't got nobody giving them nothing in years. I don't even know them. But you know what? If you ain't willing to invest, you buy those things for $5 for two of them. So you got $2.50. All the $5 goes to the kids, by the way. That's why I do this. But do you know this is how I'm sponsoring so many people? Just a random act of kindness and taking interest in people, because here's my role model, Jesus. If you will read all the Gospels of God, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and read the story of Jesus as he went city to city, you know what you'll find out what he was asking? What would you have of me? And a lot of you are trying to figure out, how do I get people in? How do you get so many? Because you know what? I actually do take an interest in people, what they do, and I want to find out why they're doing what they're doing. Find out if they're happy doing it and all that. At the end, when they ask me what I do, by the way, I'm taking a nutritional beverage called Monavi to market. The crown jewel of that thing is something, the acai berry. As a matter of fact, it's right here. Here, give me your hand. And I put that out there. You know, they're looking at it, and they can't believe I did that. And you know what? It opens them up. It just opens them up because it's a random act of kindness. You know what? I got those people called. 150-some people I never met before in business with me. Some of them are diamonds with diamonds under them. Can you all do this? Oh, that was strong. Can y'all do this? God bless you. God bless you. So forget the knife thing. The knife thing only works when someone's giving you a hard time anyway. Another thing I want to clarify. When I identify people that want to do something, I never just tell them the same thing. I'm not like a machine. I actually do ask them what they want to do and when they want to do it. Three things are important. Why are you in? What do you want to do? And when do you want to do it? You better ask these three questions of anybody, even if they've been in the business a while. Okay, let's review why you're in this thing. What do you want to do with this, and when do you want to do it? Because again, if we don't put a time limit on it, and based on how they answer, based on how I tell them how to get started. Listen, $50, $100, $200, $500, and $1,000 home meeting pack with that's got all the trays. And by the way, I don't do meetings for anyone that doesn't have, doesn't have the trays up your dosage, you know, there we go. So did I get it right? Up your dosage. And it got the caps now, and, you know, I brand them and put all the things on them and all that kind of stuff. And there's the acai berries, and now we even got the pens, green, purple, and red pens, because I'll leave them stuff. I brand them myself. And some of you are not doing this, but that's my reinvestment in the business. I teach people the 10-10-10-10-10-30-40 rule. Now, you've already got a job, so you're paying your taxes and paying your bills. Your Monavi income, if you want to get out of debt, very simply, tithe 10%. If you don't know where to tithe, tithe the New Life Network on our thing, and we give it to all the kids, and we give it to ministries. 10% you save, not just for a rainy day. God wants you to be a good steward of your money. Don't want money to control you, but you got to learn to get control of your spending. Save 10% and watch and see. Right now, cash is king. My wife and I have been practicing this for 30 years, 26 years, 27 years that we've been married. We've been practicing this, and it's interesting. When times like this come along, when cash is king, man, I can buy $1 million estates for $100,000 and $200,000. I can buy property like you can't believe, and I don't even want it all anymore. I can buy jet airplanes for 50 cents on the dollar. If you ain't got cash, the bank ain't going to lend you money. So I'm just teaching you a principle. How many of y'all would like to be wealthy just once before you die? 10, 10, 10, 30, 40. Then 10%, here's the part you gals are going to like and you guys might like it too. You go out and blow 10%. If you make $100, blow $10. If you make $1,000, blow $100. You make $100,000 a week. Come on. Some people wonder, why do you buy all these big trucks and Harley Davidsons? And because I'm blowing my 10%. You know why? Money will never, ever control me. And it's like money. And the other week, I went and got $5,000 in $100 bills. And all I did was no matter where I went, I just listened in a restaurant, listened to people, stood in line with people, stood in wherever I was around people. If they... as much as looked like they had lost their last best friend or something was going on or a little waitress that was doing a good job and knowing. Folks, when you see 60 and 70-year-old waitresses at the Village Inn, please tip them big. They don't want to be there. Ask them. Ask them their story. It'll break your heart. So my goal was to give out $100 bills as fast as I could. You wonder why I sponsor people? Because you know what they do? They'll break down in your arms and cry and say, people haven't done anything kind for me. And folks, I live where there's churches on every block. And y'all call yourselves Christians and you don't do random acts. I'm going to tell you why. I'll sponsor everyone on planet Earth if I need to. I'm saying, God, use me. The rocks don't need to cry out. I will praise you. I will do what you told me. I'll do what you did. I'll do the best I can. Well, what would you have of me? Now, I'm not asking you to hand $100 bills out, but you know what you can go do, what I used to do? Get bags of dollar coins, silver dollars, and pass those out. Just as before I leave someone's presence, I say, by the way, I just want you to remember me. You know, and remember that Jesus is Lord and he loves you. That'll remind you. And they make them in gold now, and I started doing those. Anything to get people's attention. Are you getting something from this? Hey, listen. Oh, man, $1,463 for my kids. Thank you. So that's $2,829. I'll make it $3,000, okay? I'll just make it an even $3,000 for Greenville, South Carolina, and Spartanburg. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So based on how they want to get started, I personally start people with a home builder's pack. It's about $1,250 worth of stuff for $1,000. They get the flip chart, the banners, the thing. They get their first night packs because they get their guest packs that I had. Some guest packs. Every person gets one of those. And in the home builder's pack, you also, because the 1, 2, 3, there's things I missed while I was up here. When people tell me at the end of the meeting, 1, 2, and you need to learn to do this. You're either a 1, 2, or 3. 1, you've seen something you like, you're ready to go. 2, you've seen something you like, but you just want more information, and that's reasonable. People process differently. They just want a little more information to feel comfortable, and that's fine. And 3, they're interested, but basically just in the product, they're not. Don't ever say not interested. I know some of our literature says that, but it's interested in the opportunity, the product and the opportunity, are ready to go. Interested in more information so they can make a quality decision. Interested in the product, but not really building. So 1, 2, or 3. If you're a 3, give them an ad pack, okay? Ad pack. Send them home, first night pack. And then it's got the sign-up sheet and all that, and you can go for the sign-up every time. Say, hey, I like what I see. I just need more information. That's what's called an information and decision pack. This is the reason you will follow up, because it's $26. You ain't just going to give that away. I can give bracelets away all day long. I can even place a bottle, but you're going to come back and follow up. This one's got information, me and Jim Rome in here and Dr. Carson. It's got the magazine, and this one happens to be empty. That's why I'm not going to open it. Someone took my stuff out of here. I feel it. And so anyway, it's got one of about everything in here, the Success at Home magazine, the sign-up sheet, the 8 ways of making money and all this. This helps people to make it. On the back, it tells you what the purpose of this information decision pack, gives you a reason. And this one I use over and over and over again. I just put, the reason we made these things in pads so that as you give them out, you can resupply. You can resupply your info packs and ad packs. And then for the person that says, hey, I'm number one. That was a number two. Number 3, 2, and 1. Hey, Brig, I'm ready to go. What do I do? Just start right, start now. When I get done on this board, what I'm going to do, whoever doesn't have one of these, get one. The first 23 diamonds I broke are still the first 23 diamonds I broke in the business. They all go through what they did and how they did it. It's got the start right, start now in here, and this is your pack. This is your personal pack. You know, you can hand it out if you choose, but this isn't the one that sponsors people. It can, but this is instructional. This is what to do and how to do it. So I want you to get one. This is the one I like to sign and I date. Oh, here with my permanent marker, like I permanently mark that. That actually will come off. But anyway, I'll figure it out. Like, oh, and I always carry a Sharpie with me. And this is the one I open up, and you get one of these, and I'll put your date on here for diamond. You know why? I'm going to write it down. You're going to tell me your diamond date, and I'm going to write it in here. And this is your pack, and you're going to listen to this, and it's going to take you to diamond. You know what's exciting about this? Do you know how when we start breaking diamonds, which we broke over 400 of them now, making 200 to 500, do you know how that changes the economics of a household? Do you know how that changes the economics of a community? Do you know how that changes the economics of a church if you're a tither? One person doing this. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I guarantee you, God's not misleading me. We're going to change people's, it's kind of like a paradigm shift for people. Helping them to set a goal, helping them to get on track. And it's not achieving it. It's in the process of achieving somewhere along the way. A light comes on and the believability sinks in. And all of a sudden, it's like you can't sleep anymore because you know that you know you're going to do this. Matt, you knew you were going to do this, didn't you? Who in here has got to that point where you know, this is it. I'm going to do this blooming thing, and I can do it. Is that not a great place to be? Because you know what's outside the door? Uncertainty. It gets to the point where there's so much hopelessness going on in the world today, and right here in the U.S. of A., that there's actually people who are kind of giving up. Folks, it don't matter what happens, who's elected, who's in the White House, the No House, the whatever House. You know something? I'm telling you something. This is my world. This is my world. And I create my own economics. I create my own atmosphere. I don't have to turn on the TV and listen to anything I don't agree with. And you don't have to listen to me. That's why this is a volunteer army. When someone says, I'm ready to go, I put this in their hand. And I date it with their diamond date. And this is theirs to listen to and do. And folks, so we've got it. You know what's interesting? This is a system that is all laid out for everyone. Now, how do you set a goal? Well, let me show you. By the way, might as well finish this. 30% of the money you make in this, you reinvest in the business. Okay, and 40% you'll learn to live your life on. Now, like I say, most people get in this. They've already got a job, so they've got a source of income. So I teach them 10, 10, 10, 30, 40 to get out of debt. Now, after you are making three times, here's when I'll sit down and talk to you as an upline. When you're making three times out of this what you are here in your job, let's talk about whether it makes sense to go full time. Right, Matt? Matt, what were you making before you went full time?
$10,000 a week.
$10,000 a week, and what were you making in your full time? $10,000 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
$10,000 to $20,000 a month. So he more than tripled his blooming thing. But here's what I'm telling you. A lot of people think, I'm going to go full time. Full time ain't got nothing to do with building this business. I'm telling you, why would you take yourself out of the marketplace when that's where the people are that you got to contact? They got to see you struggling. They got to see you overcoming and becoming. Folks, I'm going to tell you, half of you, if you gave me the chance to counsel with you, I'd tell you to go get a job. Right now, well, I'm just sitting at home. I'm going full time. I call people all day long, bugging them to get them in. You ain't going to build the business. You're too hungry. You're too overbearing. People want to follow people that are assured in where they're at, assured in where they're going. I'm not putting any stress or any. Listen, people have a sixth sense, just like a dog. It's called discernment. And if they think you need them so bad, they won't do it. And I'm going to tell you, even God has an order to things. Folks, go get a job. Go get two jobs. But go out there, take a job you don't even need. And be out there with people and realize what's going on in the world and realize you've got a vehicle that you can sponsor all kinds. That's the problem. You've taken yourself out of the mix, out of the formula. You're not out there with the people feeling what they're feeling, knowing what they're feeling. You know, for me, I'm not some prima donna in a bus going around acting like I'm a big shot. I promise you, I dress like you dress. I talk like you talk. I just got more millions in the bank than you do right now. But you know what my goal is? For all of you to do the same so that we can make a difference in the church, in my society. I want 200 black diamonds in the next 2 to 3 years. I want 1,000 of them in the next 5 to 10 years. I want tens of thousands of diamonds. Why? I'm going to buy back the White House. I told you one of my goals. I'm going to buy it back. I'm going to tell them to get out. They can't balance the budget. I can, and I wouldn't have to do a $1 trillion stimulus package. I would cut to the point where people would hate me. I said, you can hate me all day long. I am a servant of the people. I'm here for the people, of the people, and by the people. And you know what? Y'all have been misusing what God's given us. We shouldn't. By the way, they're going to bankrupt us, but here's the deal. I'm ready. Let's go for it. Some people just have to hit rock bottom before they realize there is a God in heaven and the government rests on his shoulders. I'm going to do my part. And you know what I'm going to do it in? Isn't it interesting that God gives us juice in a bottle when everyone else is having a tough time? There is no recession in my industry. None whatsoever. No, we have done. Listen, the worst that happened to us, we had this big climb for 3 years and then we leveled out. Do you know that most businesses right now, they wish they would just level out? I'm going to tell you what we're doing January, February, March. Y'all are going to set a goal, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to kickstart it. We just took a little breather. We got a little pruning, because that's what happens in any business. Any business on planet Earth goes through a cycle, and you know what we're going to do? And we might even take a little dip. That's okay. I'm not taking no dip. I've seen some people get off auto ship, and that ain't no problem with me, brother. They weren't never in the business. It was just the next thing that comes along. I'm in that. They ain't people I want around my kids, my wife, and my organization anyway. If you're a quitter, quit. Get out. Go. Bye. See you. Ain't going to miss you. Okay, now, but here's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people to say, last thing, last time, I'm all in like you. I'm going to make it. You know what? I'm either going to make it or else I'm going to die trying.
Yeah.
And you know something? Why wouldn't you make that kind of a mandate? Because then you eliminate all the options of something else coming along and distracting you or not. No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. That's what the Marine Corps taught me. You either find a way over, under, around, or through, or else you burrow through that, blow it up, and go through it. You know what? We didn't have the option, wasn't to fail. The option, we were going to make it. I thank God for that experience. And I've carried it through in everything I do in my life. My marriage has been through a bunch of junk just like yours, but I'm not a quitter. My kids have been through stuff, but I ain't quitting on my kids. I ain't quitting on my church. I ain't quitting on my country. I am not a quitter. And you got to mandate that. You are a diamond. Daggone it. God is no respecter of persons. You're a diamond. Can you find 20 left 20? Yes, if you will just start the process and quit belly aching about what ain't happening. Remember the 12 spies, God even had them. For 40 years, he had to purge the whole group, all the neggies, all the people. We were hungry, we had manna. God's providing for them, pillar of fire by night and smoke in the day and feeding the manna, taking care of them. Their shoes didn't even wear out for 40 years. But you know why he made them wander? All the people that were criticizing, condemning, and complaining, he had to wipe out because they weren't going into his promised land contaminated. When he got them right on the edge, Moses selected 12 spies. He says, go out and spy the land that God has given us. Tell me what you see. What happened? 10 of them go, you have to leave it. This big old Johnson wears little grasshoppers. He said, better go back to Egypt, be in bondage and die than out here in the wilderness. You know what God did listening to this, watching it? God intervened. He says, shut up. I told you that was your land. I told you that was. Didn't you see what I provided? Land flowing, milk, and it's better than you. Yeah. He opened the earth up, swallowed them up, and you ain't ever heard of them since. Or their descendants. They were wiped off the face of the earth. There were two. Now here's what I always do. I says, how many of y'all can name the two that came back with a good report? Joshua and Caleb, because they were coming out there. Whoa, look at these grapes, size of Matt's head, you know. Look at these grapes, brother. Look at this, man. Who cares? Them giants are like, man, uncircumcised Philistines. We'll take care of them, brother. They weren't looking at the giants. They were looking at the dream that God had given. They came back with a good report, and those were the two that entered in with their families, and they were the ones that God promised. Now, let me tell you what. I'm going to tell you a modern day promised land. How many of y'all have been through some struggles in your life to this point? How many of y'all want restoration, revival, and restitution in your life? Then here's what I'm going to tell you. God's brought you to a point, a little church in Greenville, South Carolina. Hear what I'm about to tell you. This is your day. God's brought you something. I don't care if it, just because it ain't what you thought it was supposed to look like. This is what God brought you. And you know what you got better learn? You ought to write this one down. Go with what God brings you. This is what he brought you, me and Matt and Kevin and Karen and my crew. We're the ones today that were selected to speak to you and encourage you. And this day, I'm going to tell you, you're a diamond. I'm going to show you the promised land. The nutritional beverage market is going to be a $1 trillion deal. We're going to be a $20 billion deal in the next 10 years, but I'm going to take it to 5 in the next 2 to 3. I need 200 black diamonds and 2,000 diamonds, and I will have them. I will not be denied. I will find these people if I have to stay up night and day, if I have to travel to every city across the U.S., and I am going to find them. I'm going to look in the eyes of people. I'm going to find out if they're serious about helping themselves and their families and not making excuses and doing something. They'll set a goal. They'll formulate that plan. Even when they hit a wall, they might have to take a step sideways, and people will quit because they're going to do that all the time. But you're going to bunk up. You're going to work around people. You're going to find people in depth, and you're going to make a connection. You're going to get uncomfortable. You're not going to be in the same homes week after week. You're going to get in homes. You're going to have to get a GPS. If you're building this business properly, you need a GPS, because I ain't never in the same homes in the same time, very real comfortable in these big, beautiful. I'm in trailer homes. I'm in coffee shops all across the U.S. of A. I'm at truck stops having truckers drink this stuff. Tell them, man, it's like Brazilian Viagra. Woo, let me have some of that stuff. I'm at wedding parties going, you wouldn't believe it. Anyway, so I'm out there wherever there's people in real life, and I'm going to find those people. Now, here's the deal. I can't do it all myself, but I will tell you this. Here's your promised land. There is freedom on the other side for you in the next year to 2 years. And I'm telling you this, you can do what I'm about to draw on this board. And it's just a matter of will you do it. It's a matter of deciding, making a quality decision. And then it's a matter of day to day going out one day at a time and doing the basic activities. Where's my go-getters thing? Oh, there it is right there. My go-getters thing. You got your map book, and if you don't have your daily dozen, here's what I'm going to tell you. This right here is the magic. This right here is your day-to-day checklist to hold you accountable to make your goal work. And it's called a daily dozen, and it's called the Go-Getter's Daily Dozen. If you will do these 12 things after we set that goal, you do these 12 things on a daily basis, every one of you will see personal growth, and with personal growth comes business growth. The better, more confident you are, the more you believe, the more confidence exudes, the more commitment, the more conviction. When you go out and draw these circles, contact people, they say, man, you sure are passionate. They normally don't use that word. They go, boy, you sure are fanatical. You say, that's a wrong. Listen, I am passionate about what I'm doing, and I believe in what I'm doing. I've seen the promised land. And I've seen 3 years of people that are no different from me. They walk on their hind legs, they breathe, they eat, they breathe, they pick their nose just like I do, just like anyone else does. And if you tell me you don't, how do you breathe? And here's the deal. Your real life people live in real life situations just like I've faced, but these people overcame. That's what this book is. And by the way, you ain't got no credibility, why wouldn't you get? And by the way, since it's $100 and some, okay. Don't get a limited edition that's never going to be done again the first 3 years. Go ahead and get you what I did, a cheaper version, the Treasure Chest Quarterly. But here's the deal. All of a sudden, you can point to people that are no different from you. This one happens to be me and Lita, you know, going crown. But you know what? Here's all your blue diamonds. Here's your diamonds. Ron Perdomo and Steve Merritt and Holly and Corbin Roush teaching the things. And Dallin Larson and the international thing. And the kids and where we are all around the country. So I buy these by the stacks. I buy the Success at Home magazine and this by the stacks. Why? Because, folks, you got to learn to leave people enough information. Reliable information permits progress. If you want to put them in it, they're in these beautiful packs. But this one, this is minimum I leave with people. So all these tools are the things that help people to make a positive decision. Now, to build the business, your map book you keep with you 24/7. That's your map book. It's got your goal. Because here's the deal. 12 things you do to change your life. 12 things you do to hit diamond. 12 things you do to go diamond and break diamonds. 12 things you do to build your business, yes. But to manage and maintain it, there's 12 things and 12 things only that'll change your life. Get up in the morning and give thanks. There's 31 blocks, and what that is, if you get up tomorrow morning and give thanks, put a check. Give thanks for what? Give thanks for ignorance, you know, whatever. Give thanks that you woke up, because every day above ground is a great day. I don't care what you face. Yeah, but my body's riddled with cancer, and my wife and my kids and my finances. Look, you better get up and give thanks that you're breathing. It's another day, folks. And if it's today and tomorrow's the end of your life, give thanks for today. There's plenty to give thanks for, and the problem with our society today is they're not grateful. And how has God, remember what he did with the 10 spies. He'll do it to you. He may not open up the earth, but he'll cause your shoes to wear out. He'll cause your car to break down. He'll cause your wife and husband to be at odds. He'll cause your kids to be in rebellion. He'll cause your finances never. You know why? You're a disobedient, ungrateful little child. I'm going to tell you how you can change everything. Lift your hands to heaven and say, Father, forgive me. I knew not what I did. 2009 is going to be my year. I'm going to make a difference in my life and the lives of everyone around me. I have much to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the fresh air. Might not have a roof over my head, but I'm thankful for the fresh air. Thankful for the sunshine. I'm thankful for the chill in the air. It keeps me up and running. Be thankful for every situation. And I'm going to tell you, watch how just your attitude determines your altitude. Give thanks. If you don't give thanks, don't check it off. Anything you do 21 days in a row becomes a habit. Family time. Take a moment, take a few minutes every morning with your family before you get so busy and talk about what they got to accomplish, what's going to happen, what they expect out of their day and all that, and encourage them. Put your arms around them. Maybe the last time you ever see them. Put your arms around them and love them. Tell them you love them. Here's what's interesting. Can you do those things I just said?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Here's the big question. Will you do them? Did you see that? Even the energy. See, that's a commitment. And that's what people won't make. Here's what I'll tell you. There ain't a morning I don't wake up that the first thing out of my mouth is, "Good morning, Lord. It's going to be a great day today." And I'm scraping the crust out and all that because I wake up at about the crack of noon. So my body's hurt. Anyway, family time. Review goals and dreams. Read 15 minutes a day. Listen to CDs, STP, exercise, place product. Make 10 phone calls. Up your dosage. Things to do and positive confession. Forgetting plus reaching plus pressing times vision equals total success. On the back, wonderful truths. Given it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together. God shall not be mocked. That which a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The greatest among you will be servant of all. Sowing and reaping. Serve others in giving. Any person will gain more satisfaction in life when they stop trying to get what they want and focus on helping other people get what they want. Within the first couple of weeks, a good sponsor will fill out applications and enroll and orient prospects to the virtual office set up on Autoship. 2, demonstrate the procedures for ordering ITS. 3, define the dream and their reason why. 4, build an initial list of prospects. 5, make phone calls, emails, and placements with initial goal of star in 48 hours. 6, plan, calendar, and schedule 3 or 4 tasting parties. 7, explain the 10-step pattern for success, the map. 8, set goals, micro, mini, maxi, short, medium, and long range, diamond. 9, explain personal use of 2020 vision for diamond. 10, plug into the R3 Global Toe Support System, read, listen, participate. 11, equip yourself for success by branding yourself and promo items and support tools. 12, team up, stay consistent and persistent. Optional, not and it's got optional, not required. I think the company made me put that on there because we don't want to guarantee you any form of success. So anyway, can you do all these things?
Yeah.
You all didn't even know that existed, did you? And you know what that happens? That's in your thing. And you know what? When you want to counsel step 9 of your 10, you bring that card with you and you show me what you did. Because by looking at that, looking at your calendar, what meetings you're doing, and showing me your checkbook, I, Brig Hart, this day will prophesy to you your future. Because I can, your success is hidden in your daily routine. All I'm trying to do is create you as a person to change habits. You can make all the resolutions you want, but if you don't change your activities, you're not going to change the outcome. Is this making sense to some of you? Do you know that if the world would teach this in classes, do you know we wouldn't have a bunch of employee mentality people hitting the streets? We'd have entrepreneur spirits, and America would be what America... You know what made up America? Entrepreneurs. And now the people that are running our government are a bunch of attorneys that they want to manage this business. You try and manage your business to diamond, it ain't ever going to happen. You got to stay in the creative stage. People that go out and risk, work hard, sweat equity are the ones that build America to where it was. And now we're in, you know, the Bible says that a servant is always, a lender is, or a borrower is always servant to the lender. Do you know that we have gotten ourselves in financial bondage? And you may be, but you can break that cycle by me teaching you this. That 40% you live on, this 10, 10, 10, 30, 40 is a way to get out of debt and stay out of debt for the rest of your life. It's worked for me for 30-some years. It'll work for you, and I've taught a lot of other people to do it. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to set a diamond goal. Let me show you how it's set. This is January of 09. January of 09. And I know we're halfway through the month, but I'm just going to pretend like it's January 1st so I don't have to redo this. And how many of y'all want to be diamond in 09 to go with us on the trip to Hawaii this year? See, wouldn't it be neat? Everyone would like to go, but let's be honest. You got to be honest about what you will and won't do, and that's okay. You are not a loser if you take a year to go diamond and make a quarter million. No one's going to put you down, believe me. So understand the process is wonderful too. It's not just about diamond. Star 1000 is a wonderful place to be. Have your product all paid for. But here's how this works. This is actually, and it's all on page 6 to 9 of your calendar. This is actually, to diamond is a countdown to 200. You equip yourself with the right tools. You equip yourself with the product. You equip yourself with the flip charts and the branding. You go out there and here's what you do. You build a list, and you may not have 200 people on your list right away. Here's the make a list thing. It's a TLSL, whatever it is. Here it is. Gosh, I ought to put the number of these things on here. There it is, SL16. And what it is, it helps you to build a list. It tells you the do's and don'ts of not prejudging, and you build a list of people. It's a memory jogger telling you how to do that. And then you know what the back of this is? 2020. And these two things out here are helping 20 people on the left go star and 20 people on the right. Now, you won't, not all of them will go, but some of them will. When you have 6 to 8 of them, or 3 to 4 of them over here and 3 to 4 of them here, I'm telling you, you got a diamond. You got a diamond ship. So this just tracks. This is your make the list thing. So you make a list of 200 people. You don't sit down. If you only could put 10 people on a list, understand something. You ain't put your doctor, dentist, lawyer, ditch digger because you don't think they're going to do it. That's called prejudging. You put them on the list. But Brig, I don't know the mailman. Put mailman. And now you got a reason to meet them. Go out there next time he or she's delivering mail. Say, you've been delivering mail to us for 20 years or 10 years. I've never come out here to say hey to you. I appreciate what you're doing. You know what I do? Ask me. What do you do? I'm in Network I'm in Monavie. I'm distributing a nutritional beverage called Monavie. Put your hand out there. That's what's called the acai berry. I just thought I'd gift you. For you to do what you've done for 20 years and me not ever thank you, I apologize for that. But now you know what I do. I help people to live a happier, healthier, more prosperous life through Monavie. Some make $100 a week. Some make $100,000 a week. I figured this. That if you can do that for 20 years, you might be interested in some residual income. If so, here's a taste, here's some information, call me if it makes sense. Can y'all do that? And you know what you learned in the process? His name, instead of mailman or mail person. And now you know it's Butch, the mailman. Do you know your UPS man? Let me just give you a story. When I got in the Amway business, my first network nobody wanted to do, I realized something. The UPS people delivered all the product. No one had ever contacted the UPS kid that was so good at delivering my product. And I took the time to shake his hand, find out his name, tell him what I was doing. The guy in 6 years was flying his own private jet, 32,000 square foot home, his own golf course. His name's Terry McEwen. He's retired. He's never had to do another thing the rest of his life. And he was my UPS driver. You know why? Because someone took the time to acknowledge him. Folks, that's all I've ever done with my life. There are real people out there that have real hopes and dreams, and unless you share with them what to do, they ain't never going to do it. Folks, there's hundreds of thousands of people right in this city and these surrounding cities that want more than what they got. Put them on a list. Get out of your routine, and in your routine, you'll meet people. Just keep your antennas up, your eyes open. So you put 200 people. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to ITS these people. And here is the numbers. I've shown this around the world. The numbers show that you can get 1 out of every 5 people you ITS properly by leaving them information, getting them to my website, and exposing them to a meeting, whether it's online or at a home meeting. 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5. Worst case scenario. Anybody that does this 20 to 30 days in a row, your sponsoring rate will go to 1 out of 3. Why? You get better at what you practice. Do you understand? You're going to get good at discerning, good at talking to people. But let's just use the 1 out of 5. If there's 30 days in January, 30 days, and you place 1 a day, and you take off a couple days, so you got 5 a day or 5 a week, 30 days, how many people are you going to sponsor at 1 out of 5? Come on. Left and right. Come on, 6. Come on, this isn't hard, and hard math. Oh, we are in Greenville, aren't we? How many people are you going to sponsor? 6. Everyone say 6. So you're going to put 3 left and 3 right. Okay? You know what that is? Look, I want to show you what that is. You're a star 500 to star 1,000. Just by putting 3 people, you personally sponsoring 3 left and 3 right. Now, you don't draw it out this way. You draw it out this way, but that's fine. You put them in the binary, 3 left, 3 right, and watch. You're going to be about a star 500, making about $5,000, $4,000 a year. Is that pretty cool? Products paid for. 3 new people. It's a 6. Just 1 a day. And here's where you defeat yourself. If you look at the goal instead of just doing the activity, just place the product, leave the information, slot a berry on their wrist, point them to a home meeting, and don't worry about the results. Okay, don't. Just do what I'm asking you to do. And here's the deal. That first row, 1 of you 5 is getting in immediately. They're ready to go. You can sign them up there. It's just timing. But here's what you got to learn to do. Do it. And no matter what they do, just God bless you. You did all you think. You make your checklist. I made sure I got, okay, oh, I'm supposed to invite you to a tasting party. I forgot about that. So tomorrow night at my house, you'll be there and da-da-da-da-da. Okay? Got it? When you leave his house, pat yourself on the back. Say, I did it. I did it. It don't matter what he does. I could care less. I wish they'd all get in, but it ain't going to happen. Brig told me. He told me 1 out of 5 is going to get in. If you get the first one, pat yourself and have a party. Go home and drink a half a bottle. Treat yourself. But most of the time, it ain't going to happen. You're going to sweat. You're going to do it all wrong. It don't matter. Place the bottle. If he rolls his odd back, don't place the bottle. But you did it. Now, next. Hi. You know, call them, go to their house. They were there. Got something important need to talk to you about before I do that. Doesn't matter. Drink with them. Place the product. Get them to the website. Do everything you can do to place the thing. Might have a half a grin. Da, da, da. Leave the thing. Two. I'm getting close. Close. 3 more to go this week. Next person on your list, give them a call. Go to their house. Drop the product off. Some of them are ready to go now. Some of them are ready to go later. It doesn't matter. Just one at a time. One at a time. If you will do this, you'll get 1 out of 5 every time. And look, Brig, I've done it 10 times. Okay, maybe you're a little bad. Maybe you got to check your personal hygiene. You know, brush your teeth, clip the nose hairs, do something. Take your wife with you, do something. The wives and husbands go together whenever you can. But you know what? Don't worry about it. Just do the activity. Do it 10 times, and you know what you'll find out? All of a sudden, it might be the last 4 people, the last 3 people, but they get in. And all of a sudden, you're on a roll. Your confidence level, your belief level's going up. And all of a sudden, man, I could do this. And you know what you're going to do? Just what I did. I can do 2 of that. And I ain't telling Brig. I told him I'd do 1 a day, but I'm gonna do 2 a day. I'm going to do 1 in the morning and 1 on the way back home from work. And I'll do 2 a day. Some of you are going to go, this is good. I can do it. I feel it. I can do 3 a day. How do you think he went blue diamond in 90 days? Folks, watch. But let's just stay on track here. January, can you do 1 a day?
Yes.
Will you do 1 a day?
Yes.
Minimum, because we're going to set a goal. So February, by the time you do February, that's 60 total bottles. Now I'll go quicker. That's 6 left and 6 right. What are you going to be? You're going to be a bronze. Going on to silver. Now watch this. I'm at March. I got to do this quick because I'm out of time. 90. You have 9 out of 90. Worst case scenario, 9 left, 9 right. Guess what? Your gold going on to ruby. Look at this. April. Look at this. 120 bottles placed. 12 left, 12 right. What are you? Come on. Come on. You're going to be a ruby. Come on. You're over 10. Things are looking good. And by the way, let's put some income here. That's $5,000 a year. This is $20,000 to $30,000 a year. This is $30,000 to $50,000 a year. Ruby, $50,000 to $100,000 a year. Look, in 120 days, look at this. May, just 1 a day. See, you break it down. 1 a day, you can believe. You might not be able to leave 12. You've been in a whole year. You ain't got no 12. Just do 1 a day and do it the way I'm teaching you to do it. And you know what? You'll end up here. May, 150 bottles. Is that 150? Yeah, 150 bottles placed. 15 left, 15 right. Baby, you are ruby going emerald. This is where you're $100,000 to $150,000 a year. June, come on, baby cakes. 180 bottles, 18 left, 18 right. July, it takes 4 months to, and by the way, this is emerald in qualification for diamond. It takes 4 weeks to qualify. So July, over 200, you got your 20 left, 20 right, 2 to 5,000 a week, 8 to 10, 20,000 a month, 100 to a quarter of $1 million a year, and you are one thing and one thing only, happy. And you are diamond. Now, here's the deal. Here's how you set a goal. You set a goal by going, okay, Brig, that's the first time I've understood this. I got it. All I have to do is commit to the activity you're talking about, and I'll get the goal. Yes. Can you do it? Yes. How do you do it? 1 day at a time. If you can't think a week at a time, then think a day at a time. If you can't think a day at a time, think an hour at a time and say, I can do it in the next hour. I can do just one thing in the next hour. If you can believe for the hour, do it. Just in that 1 hour, make the phone call. In the 1 hour, just do what you believe you can do. But here's the deal. I'm asking you to stretch a little bit. Do it once, reward yourself, and then do it again. Don't overdo. I'm going to go do 5 a week. Do 1 a day until you prove to yourself you can do that. But here's the deal. If you'll do 1 a day, July, you can write down July 30th of 09, I will be a diamond in Brig and Matt's and Steve's and whoever's organization, Tim's organization. I will be a diamond making $2,000 to $5,000 a week. I will be diamond. I'm going to be on my way to freedom. You like that? Now look. So that's July 30th of 09. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's a 7-month plan. Now some of you are going, Brig, that's a little heavy for me. I'm not sure I can make that. Then very simply, listen to me. 1 every other day. Do a tasting every other day. And here's the deal. Like I say, it's respectable that you go at Christmas diamond. Y'all got that? You know what's interesting? There are actually people, well, I can't do that, so I ain't going to do it. Well, do what you can do. Do what you will do. Do what you know you will do. Don't walk out of here saying you ain't going to do something. If it's every other day you do 1, then God bless America, folks. I'm going to hit my goal. I'm going to break me thousands of diamonds. Please write it down, though, December, if it's every other day. If it's 1 every third day, put down July of 2010. It's okay. It's okay. Do what you want to do. Do what you can do. Do what you'll commit to do. But here's what I want to tell you. Some of you are sitting here, I got it, Brig. I can do this. There is no doubt about it. How many of y'all are going to meet someone new between now and the rest of your life? How many of y'all will accept what I've taught you, that everyone outside those doors in the whole United States wants more than what they got? And how many of y'all know that if they ain't seen this by you, they ain't seen it? If they ain't seen it by me, I don't care if someone's shown it 100 times. If I show up, I says, well, you ain't seen it by me, brother. Watch this. And you know something? I slide the thing on their hand. They go, no one ever showed it to me like that. I said, I know. Listen, I'm telling you that's the way it is because God reserves them for you. You listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you will dream it, if you will write it, if you will confess it, just what Eastman Curtis taught you, Habakkuk 2:2, write the vision, write it plain on tablets and herald the message. Go out there and do it. And if you'll just believe it and not say stupid things like it'll never work for me, then you nullified it. You got to go all the way back to zero again. God's going to open up the earth and things ain't going to go well for you. You don't say dumb things like that. You say, I'm a people magnet. If all you got is 2 people on your list, that's 2 more than some people have. Start with that and go out there and go to Starbucks and sit around and talk to people. Go somewhere else. Meet, shake hands. Go to the kids' soccer games and be friendly. Volunteer at the soup kitchen and meet people. Anyway, the people behind the counter helping them is what I meant. Okay. But you know what you do? Add them to your list every day. I'm going to meet a new person. And even if you have to share the product as you're meeting them, so be it. But do something. Just don't do anything. Don't do nothing. If you will believe for this, I'm telling you what God's doing. He's going, you got it. Jesus says, hey, God, can they have 2020? God says, yes. He approves it. It's done. Now it's just a process. You got to go through the process. Don't circumvent the process. You got to identify the legs. Put them in 1 at a time. Work with them. If all you got 1 leg, you work that leg until somebody else shows up. You stay in that A leg and bring other people to where the activity is. They see it. All of a sudden you have a B leg. Your A leg may be monster. That's okay. You've got a model. That's what it teaches in here. Build a model and then replicate the model. So if all you got is 1 leg, don't complain about it. You do meetings, you team up with a bill, invite people, pick them up, take them with you, team up, and then all of a sudden a B leg, a nub starts. And then in time you start building both of these 1 to 2 nights a week, 3 to 4 nights a week, and 1 or 2 nights a week meetings. And all of a sudden you're bringing a C and a D leg over to your B leg and your B leg into your A leg over to your B leg. You wherever you go, it's called follow the leader. Let them see what's going on. Get them around the excitement. Folks, I don't try and put everyone in. I get them to Matt's meetings. I get them to Kevin's meetings. I get them to Tim's meeting. I get them to Alan. Me. I don't walk around going, hey, psst. Crown. Yeah, big dog. You know that I actually have people going, I ain't getting in with you. I'm going, but didn't I tell you I was crown? The heck is a crown? I said, I got all this stuff. I've helped all these people. Do you know that this has yet to help me sponsor one person? And you know what? I don't rely on it. But you know what? I wear it proudly. When they do understand what it's all about, they start getting a little respect. But here's the deal. Don't think because you are some of you, it's gone to your head. I am. Let me tell you what you are. That's why I wrote in there. The greatest among you will be servant of all. Here's what I got to do. I got to serve more than anyone else. Jesus washed the feet of his disciple. He didn't come to be served. He came to serve. Are you a good servant? Are you helping your people? Do you really care about them? Then God, listen, Monavie will make these all day long for you. You'll get your $100,000, $300,000, $600,000, million check. Some of you are going to say, I got it. I can do it. There's nothing wrong with changing your goal. As you get your confidence level, because when is it May they have to qualify? May 29th. Here's the deal, folks. Here, as simple as it is. If you'll pass out two bottles a day between now and May, and now you got to do it between April because you got to qualify May. If you'll pass out two bottles, think about it. That's 60, 120, Yeah, 60, 120, 200. Oh, watch this. About a bottle and a half. One day and two, three bottles in 2 days is basically what I'm saying. You'll get the same results. But here's, let's do two a day. You want to go diamond? You want to go to Hawaii with us this year? Two a day. Two a day. You know what's interesting? Do the two a day and do it once and you'll realize, I can do this. Then do it the next day and you'll start to find, I can put three on the street a day. Here's what I'm telling you. Do you want it so bad that you'd be willing to write it down, confess it, let me agree with you, and then have us hold you accountable to do it? Because that's what the diamond run is all about. We're just holding people accountable. Folks, we have over 2,060 people running for diamond right now on this plan. It's a one a day to two a day program, bottle a day program. Can you? And I'm not saying you got to pass out that many bottles. I can't afford it. Listen, there are no excuses. You do what you can do. If you have to pour it and leave them a little bit, you do that if that's what you can afford to do. But once you got three or four on the left, three or four on the right, on 2 to 3 case autoship, your product's paid for, and all of a sudden you start placing the bottles. Here's what I'm asking you. Please don't buy an excuse from yourself. God's looking for you to say, I have the faith that I'll do what they're telling me to do. I'm doing what they're going to do, and I'm going to look for the results to come, but I'm going to focus on the activity. Can you do this? Will you do this? Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You want to go with us? Two bottles a day? May, you're diamond, brother. Why not? You can do it slow or painful or else get her done. I like what Matt says. 09. You know, it's not fine. 09, it's divine. 09, it's we're going to shine. 09, get off your behind. 09, get her done. I like that, Matt. I'm going with yours. 09. Get her done. And here's the deal. If you have to take 2 years, it don't matter. Hawaii's still going to be Hawaii in 2010 and 2011 too. So you can be, just think, wouldn't you be proud to be a bronze making 100? So you miss your goal when you're making a mere 100,000 a year. Shucks. You're really going to be down, aren't you? An extra 10,000 a month coming in. Now, this is what's called setting a goal. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Before anyone leaves their seat, I want you to write down your goal to go diamond. I want you to write down your goal. If you're already a diamond, how many diamonds you're going to break in your group? How many legs? Because I'll end with this. I'll end with this. I want to show you very simply. You start putting people in. If all you have is one on your left, one on your right, they're doing something. And folks, flood. You team up with this leg on your right, and you do as many ITS and tasting parties as they want to. And if they have to go diamond before you do, so be it, brother. I'm just telling you this. Just team up with someone. This is what I'm saying. You look at your list while you're doing meetings for Bill and Mary here, bring somebody to that meeting. When you're doing meetings in their depth down here with Bill and you teamed up, you bring people to that meeting. That way you get another leg going. You get another leg. When you got a brand new leg going here, take somebody there. Don't tell them you're bringing them. Just take them. And the whole thing is, and you do, like I say, when you identify an A, B, and a C leg, it's actually 1 to 2 nights a week in each one of these legs until you're 10 to 15 to 20 deep. Anytime you go 15 to 20 deep, teach me doing what I'm teaching you, you will have diamond volume up here. It's only one out of five in depth that really does something, but what that means is you'll have three to four in depth that are doing something, just like when you have 15 to 20 wide, you'll have three to four in width that are doing something. So that's all you need is those three legs, your black diamond, $1 million a year, and some of you are going to do that this year. Why? Because you already got three legs. All you got to do is start the process. Now, you never quit sponsoring people just because you got three legs. I'm telling you, before I get home today, I may sponsor another person. Why? Because I got plenty of them berries, baby. I'm passing them out, and I got plenty of bottles. If I run across somebody that gets in my way, they're going to hear about Montavi. Why? Because I'm fanatical. How many of y'all are willing to write it down? Come on. Here's what I'd like for you to do. I want you to write down your thing. If you have not gotten a Start Right Start Now, you make sure you get that pack and let me sign it. I'll be back here. I'll sign your treasure chest. I'll sign your R3PM manual. And by the way, your R3PM manual, everything I've talked about is in there, and it's on thing. So it walks you through what to do and how to do it. Here's what I'd like to do. If your husband and wife, put your date down. And if we need to talk about it, you get with your upline a little bit. We'll tweak it. We'll do whatever we have to. Here's what I know. God says, wherever two touch in anything, agreeing upon it, it'll be done as my Father is in heaven. Wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be in the midst of you. Father, we've welcomed you. We've prayed about that. You're here, Holy Spirit. You've heard every word I've said. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to seal the deal and pray for you. You put your hand on that date and that time, and let me sign your thing, and I'll put your date on there. I'll sign your map. I'll do whatever I got to do. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to ask God to bless that, to give you wisdom, to give you favor with people. Do you mind if I do that? Isn't that a good way to end? Hey, all the black diamonds, come on up here. Hey, Scotty Henry, come on up. Let's sing that again. We'll sing. I want Scotty to sing it. Scott Henry. Come on. Hey, tune up that God Bless America, whatever. I'm going to pray. Hey, how many of y'all learned something today? How many of y'all glad you came? Okay. Hey, I need you, Matt. I need all the diamonds, blues. How many of y'all are already registered for leadership? You're already registered. Look at this. Come here. The ones that are registered, come here. We need your help. So that means the rest of you ain't registered. How many of y'all would like to go to Dallas-Fort Worth and see 21 black diamonds teach you how to go black diamond? And some of you are going to be there as golds, rubies, and emeralds. Here's the deal. Raise your hands and get one of these. Everybody get one. Oh, you know what? That's all I got of those. Make sure they raise their hands and get those. We might have some more leadership. There's one right there. I better leave one up here. Make sure that you get one. Oh, these are the more project things. Oh, this, okay, I don't want to mix that up. We'll do that in the back. Let's make sure those get taken. Make sure you get that. And you can go online to brigheart.com, but you need to be there. You're not going diamond unless you go. Read, listen, and. Hey, read, listen, and. Read, listen, and. Read, listen, and. There's three major functions a year, and that's how you set your calendar up. TPC, January, April, end of March or April, leadership, and end of July, August is our reunion. And then we got convention and all that stuff. Then you go diamond and you go all over the place with us. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Everyone kind of quietly. You got your goal written down? Yes or no?
Yes.
If you haven't, please don't put your head on the pillow tonight without setting a goal and asking God to bless you, give you wisdom, give you direction, direct your paths right in the paths of other people that want something more. Folks, you can change a world just by changing one person's life.
This has been a production of R3 Global. No unauthorized reproduction without written permission.